This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM, or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Lulu Reinhardt from Germany is one of Europe's finest gypsy guitarists from one of the most famous gypsy families, and he's commencing a 2009 Australian tour from the 8th of August to the 13th of September. Welcome, Lulu, to Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Really, really happy to be here again.
Of course, you were here last December, I think it was.
November, December.
And you put on a great performance with your group, and nice to see you back.
Thank you.
You were taught to play guitar by your father, I believe. Where was that, and can you tell us something about it?
I was five, and because the whole family, my family is a music family, is a dynasty, because of the traditional, because of Django Reinhardt, of course.
Of course.
We was listening to Django Reinhardt every day on every gypsy parties, and the good thing was that I had one cousin, Mike Reinhardt. He's 5 years older than me. He's really famous in, at the 70s, mid of 70s. And so I saw him playing when I was five, and I was totally rap. And I always said to my father, I want to play guitar. My father is playing guitar too, of course. He's a singer, guitar player, accordion player. And he gave me his father's guitar, my grandfather's guitar.
It was
an original Django Reinhardt model, you know. He teach me every day, hours, 4 or 5 hours every day. He said I was like crazy, you know. But this, you have to be like this, you know.
Yeah.
And so I started with five.
I guess it takes a lot of practice. You've got to start young.
It's like everything, you know. If you do some sport, I always tell people, if you do sport, if you want to be professional, like my son, he want to be a professional soccer player.
Yes.
Then I said, you have to train every day, hours.
That's true. As you said before, you come from an enormous clan of Reinhardts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you all play together at any time?
With Django?
No, the rest of the Reinhardts.
Of course. I played with my family, with my cousin Mike Reinhardt, maybe 30 years.
Yeah.
I still play with him, Gypsy Swing. But I just split a little bit in the end of the 80s. I start to play flamenco stuff and bossa nova, samba. I create a new band with my father, I Gitanos. Then we split the bands, you know. But we still play.
I suppose we've got to mention your grand uncle Django,
who
was a world famous jazz musician.
Yes.
How does his style of music, or how does your style of music, differ from his?
First, I have to say, because of Django Reinhardt, he was an amazing guitar player in his style at the 30s, 40s, 50s, and he always changed his style. But the most people don't know, he starts with banjo. He was playing banjo.
Oh, right.
Then he was playing violin, and he came from like folk music, you know, gypsy folk music, French musette. Then he starts the swing together with Stefan Grappelli. Don't forget Stefan Grappelli,
no,
you know.
I won't forget him.
No, that's what I want to say. They both create this gypsy swing because they're totally inspired of jazz music from America and everything. So in Django, he changed his style maybe every 5 years. You can hear it. He's getting more modern. On the end, he was playing like bebop, you know, electric guitar. And he started to play classic guitar and flamenco, everything, you know. And for myself, it's really important to create new stuff, you know, put things together. Of course, I start with Gypsy Swing, you know, as a rhythm guitar player. I wasn't a solo guitar player, just rhythm guitar and bass. So then I put everything, like flamenco, samba, bossa nova, the stuff. I put everything together with swing music, you know. This is the difference between me and Django Reinhardt, just the new influence, you know, because he don't have this in this time. He can't go to Africa like I was doing. And
well, I'll ask you about that. You've traveled extensively to find the roots of flamenco music.
Of flamenco.
And other types of music.
Yeah.
Where has the music most influenced you? Which country? Can you tell us about it?
The most influence is like Spain, flamenco.
For you,
I was in Spain many times. I start to go to Spain at 95, like 14 years ago, because I was recording a new CD with my father, the band E Gitanos, in Madrid, in Spain. So, and I was listening to flamenco music every night. The boss of the label, Manuel Dominguez, he took me every night to gypsy parties in Madrid, to flamenco, famous flamenco players. So, and I played with them every night, but I can't play with my nails because in this time I don't have nails, you know.
Right.
I just played the flamenco with plectrum, and that's why today what I play, it's like sometimes it's like flamenco but with the plectrum, you know. And when I start playing with them, one of them said direct, "Ah, it's like Ali Miola, you know, the sound," because Ali Miola had this technique also when he played with Paco de Lucía.
Right.
So, and I played every night flamenco, and I was totally impressed, totally. I came home, and my head was full with flamenco, you know, and I was listening to flamenco. So, and then I met a really great guitar player from Brazil, Cesar Ribeiro is his name. He's an amazing samba player. And we played together for Nubeneca, this company in Madrid, in the desert. For the original people in Algeria, the Sahrawis. They like the aborigines here in Australia. They're Sahrawis in the desert. And we played for them a big festival for 120,000 people.
Gee.
Because 120,000 Sahrawis, they're living in the desert. We stayed there 7 days. And I played with Cesar every day, samba, and this was amazing.
Lulu, do you have a favorite guitar? A favorite type? Or
yeah.
Have you developed your own?
I have my own model. This Lulu Reinhardt model is a special Django Reinhardt model, but it's with my name now. Lulu Reinhardt model DG 310, made by Saga in San Francisco.
And how does that differ from other models?
This exactly the same size like Django Reinhardt's model, exactly the same. So. And the sound, it's amazing. The sound, if you play natural, of course, if you play with amp and PAs, always. It's not natural, but if you play natural without microphone and everything, it's original.
Oh.
It's great sound, and it was 5 years, 4 years ago, 2005. I met them in Frankfurt on the music messe, like the trade show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw these guitars, and I said, "Hey, what's that? Good looking, but this not the most thing. The sound is important." So I saw the guitar, and I grabbed the guitar and I played. And then you play automatic, like. Okay, like gypsy swing, you know.
Mm.
And then the boss, Richard Kelson from San Francisco, he came and said, "Hey, what's your name?" First he said, "My name is Richard Kelson. What's your name?" I said, "Lulu Reinhardt." He said, "Hey, what? Reinhardt?" Because he built Django Reinhardt's guitar. No?
Of course.
And he said direct, "Okay, I want to do a Lulu Reinhardt model, you know." And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So we met this 1 year later.
And the guitar you've got with you at the moment, that's not a Lulu Reinhardt.
This is a guitar from Bulgaria.
Right.
I bought it last year in San Francisco. I played in San Francisco at the Django Reinhardt Festival. And I played with my gypsy swing guitar, but I also need a nylon string guitar because I mixed bossa nova, the Latin stuff with gypsy swing. So I need two guitars, you know. Mm. And
seeing as you've got it all set up,
yeah, that's a great guitar. I really like it.
Let's hear what it sounds like.
Yeah.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. Thank you. Great. And what was that called, Lulu?
This was nothing.
Nothing. Just improvisation.
Yeah, just improvisation, yeah.
That's
what I do always when I play it in radios.
Right. And it's got a beautiful sound, that guitar.
Yeah.
Now, you've been described as a gypsy guitarist.
Guitar player, yeah.
Are you comfortable with the term gypsy, or would you prefer Roma?
No, gypsy, of course.
You're quite
the Romas, and we all are gypsies.
Yeah,
Roma and Sinti. Yeah. I'm a Sinti. You know, I'm a single person. I'm a Sinto. No?
Right.
Sinti. We have Sinti and Romas. You know, that's two folks, like people from New South Wales and people from Victoria, for example, or Queensland. And but the name gypsies, I can live with that.
Okay. At the end of last year, you performed at the Spiegel Tent in Melbourne. And as a result of this, your album, Lulu Reinhardt Live in Melbourne 2008, together with a DVD, has been produced. Do you produce an album for many cities you perform in? Do you produce a new album?
No, that's my first.
Or is that exclusively?
Yeah, that's exclusive just for Australia.
Right.
I've never done it before.
Oh,
it's
right.
My first live album.
Well, it's a great album, and it was a great concert, too, because I was...
We just recorded one concert, you know. Normally, bands recording like 20 concerts or the whole tour and take the best songs. We just record one concert, the Spiegel Tent.
Right. And did you feel that that was the best facility for... doing this, or why Melbourne?
Why? First, because I have a connection with the Noise TV.
Right.
Noise TV, you know?
Yeah,
Noise TV, I know the boss really good. We had an interview 3 years ago in Melbourne when I played here 3 years ago. I played at Czech House and Corner Hotel. So, and he asked me 3 years ago, Lulu, can we do an interview and everything? I said, yeah, of course, why not? So, and last year when I played here, I said, okay, guys, come on, do a live DVD, live recording. And we called him and said, hey, come on, do me a favor. And he said, of course, I'm coming direct with three cameras and everything. And Pixie Michael, the tour manager from us and the sound manager, he was recording everything live, the music, you know.
Right.
And so, and we had a great sound, we had a great band. It was the last concert, so we was trained, like we had like 20-25 concerts, and it was really nice venue.
For this 2009 Australian tour, who are the other musicians traveling with you?
I have my drummer from Germany, Uli Kramer. Last year I had Fabian Havier, the drummer from Sydney, but he can't play this year because he's on tour with a band, I think, outside of Australia. So, and then I have Harald Becher, the same bass player than last year from Germany. So then I have Sean McKenzie from Sydney, piano, great piano player. I met him 2002 and we became friends. And Daniel Weltlinger, the violin player.
He's great.
He's great, yeah. I really like his sound. He's Jewish. I really like his sound because he had a special tone, special note, you know, when he was playing.
Yeah.
Because he really, really know the gypsy swing.
Yes,
because his grandfather was also playing, and his grandfather met Stefan Grappelli.
Oh, right.
I saw pictures together, and Edie Piaf.
Right.
I think they played together. I saw some pictures. And Daniel is totally into gypsy swing and everything, but with his own note, which is really important for me, because I want to do the same, you know. If people ask me, or people know me, they say, this is Lulu Reinhardt, this is the guy who's doing more Latin swing stuff. And they know I'm a bit different, and this is really important for me. Also, if I play my own music, you know. And Daniel had this, you know. He's really, for me, really special. And we always create songs together. And yeah, and then I have also Peter Kennard. Peter Kennard, he's a percussion player from Sydney. Yeah, really great musicians.
We've come to the end of our interview. How's about you give us a another little improvisation
for
our listener?
I want to do like with my plectrum. Then I want to play a song what I composed for Django Reinhardt. It's called Django.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
For Django.
Lulu Reinhardt's Victorian part of his Australian tour 2009 kicks off tomorrow night, that's Thursday the 13th of August, at the Sandbelts in South Road, Moorabbin. Then you can catch him Friday the 14th of August at BPAC in Benalla, back in Melbourne again Saturday the 15th of August at Manchester Lane in Melbourne CBD, Sunday the 16th of August at Ruby's in Belgrave, Tuesday the 25th of August at the Northcote Social Club, Wednesday the 26th of August at Bailey's Winery Glen Rowan, and finishing the tour on Sunday the 13th of September at the Yarra Valley Wine Festival. And here Lulu Reinhardt, one of the finest gypsy guitarists of the world today. Thanks for being our guests on Global Sounds at Joy 94.9.
Thank you. Thank Pleasure you. To talk with you.
Pleasure to talk with you too.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.